Big bear, small bear. Small hat, big head. Big hat, small head. Too small, too big. Just right, just right. One big, one small. Small suit, big bear. Big suit, small bear. Too tight, too loose. Just right, just right. Big one, small one. Big bear, small seat. Small bear, big seat. Too heavy, too light. Just right, just right. One big, one small. Small bowl, big bear. Big bowl, small bear. Too little, too much. Big bowl, big bear. Small bowl, small bear. Just right, just right.
Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and I'm a-layin' on my bed, doing the podcast from my bed. It's nice and comfy up here, shut away from the rest of the world. I have a nice view of the backyard. It's sun's going down earlier these days. It's a bit dim outside, but I like it. I love the beginning of fall. And what better way to begin the beginning of fall than with a book that's super easy. Now, I know I've been covering a lot of spooky or tangentially spooky or, you know, sort of almost spooky, almost mysterious books, but we're going back to another step into reading book, and this one is level one. It is 1998's Big Bear, Small Bear, and I wanted to cover it because we did the House of Mirrors, and Big Bear and Small Bear were the main characters of that, and I was a little bit confused as to who they were, where they came from. And well, here is their titular book, Big Bear, Small Bear. This is from 1998. It's a step into reading book. It's one of the few that are actually credited to the Berenstains, not to Stan or Jan or Mike, but just the Berenstains. And this is a real throw. Okay, so House of Mirrors was a real throwback to the style of the earlier books. This is a real throwback to an actual book. And that is why I got my own beloved Mitzi to read the book before the theme song, because she was my first guest reading Old Hat, New Hat, which this book is almost a direct parallel to, in style and in attitude. So the story is very scant. It's the story of Big Bear and Small Bear, two naked bears, the nudist bears, not a stitch of clothes on them. Big Bear and Small Bear walking down some sort of boardwalk. They find a hat stand. They select hats to wear. Of course, the Big Bear selects the small hat and Small Bear selects the big hat, and they don't fit. So they swap hats and they move on to swimsuits. Keep in mind, these are naked bears, completely naked bears. In fact, the man at the hat stand looks a little puzzled at their nakedness. Now, you could think he's puzzled because they're trying on hats that are obviously not the right size for themselves, but it's more likely he's startled at the fact that everyone else is wearing clothes on this boardwalk, not these two bear customers. So they go to the swimsuits, and these are full-bodied swimsuits, and of course they select swimsuits that are absolutely the wrong size for them, which you should be able to tell from looking, but that's where the comedy comes in. Big Bear tries on the small suit, Small Bear tries on the big suit, does not fit, too tight and too loose, so they swap. On we go to the boats, the boating, and the man at the boating stand looks a lot happier to see them because now they are clothed, they have their little hats on, they have their bathing suits on. He offers them a small seat and a big seat, and of course Small Bear takes the big seat, Big Bear takes a small seat. It tips the boat. I don't know how boats work. I don't know much about boats. I would think that no matter which end one of them was sitting in, it would tip like this. I don't know exactly if that, maybe it's because the broader end is less likely to sink. I do not know. In any case, Big Bear tips the boat. They have to swap sides, and they do. And they start heading out. Just right, they say. They're on finally on the right side of the boat. Now, here's where the story takes a decidedly unusual turn. And bear in mind, we are almost at the very end of the book. Big Bear and Small Bear are rowing their boat across the choppy waters of Lake Whatever to wherever. They've left the boardwalk. They are on their way to a small island in the middle of this lake or ocean or sea. We don't know where they are. We don't know where in Bear Country they are. We don't even know who they are. But they land on this island, at which is a small hut, one table with a checkered tablecloth and two chairs. The hut is labeled Spaghetti. And as you are wont to do on a hot day at the beach, you've just been a hot day at the beach. The sand is sticking between your toes. You're wearing your derby hat. You're dressed in a damp bathing suit. You've got no supplies with you. You're hot. You're sticky. Sun is beating down. I know what I want. I know what we all want, what we all gravitate towards. At the end of our busy, hot, sticky, wet, sandy summer day on the beach, it's time for a nice heaping bowl of spaghetti. And that's what they order. One big and one small, a bowl of spaghetti heaping with sauce, steaming right up, served to them by a woman in a shmata, with a handkerchief around her neck, a headband and earrings, probably an old Italian grandmother, feeding them their beach spaghetti, that beach meal that we all love, the traditional spaghetti dinner on the beach. And of course, Big Bear has the small bowl, Small Bear has the big, so they swap. And they sure do eat that spaghetti. They eat it all up. Big Bear eats a bowl of spaghetti the size of his head. Small Bear eats a bowl of spaghetti the size of his head. They walk off, patting their stomachs on a tiny desert island, getting ready to row back to shore with their stomachs bulging with spaghetti. There's not even drinks on this table. You've spent all day at the beach, and now you're going to have a bowl of spaghetti and marinara sauce. No napkins, nothing. You're just going to stuff your body full of pasta and sauce, hop in a boat, and head home. It's the weirdest. And that's it. Like, that's the book ends. Like, they eat their fill of spaghetti. Hey! And we're all done. And then they get on the boat. And that's like, they don't even get on the boat. They just walk off full of spaghetti. Did they pay for the spaghetti? We don't know. Who was the old woman who served them spaghetti? No clue. Do they serve anything else at this particular stand? Probably not. The sign on the stand just says spaghetti. And it's like a popcorn stand, except instead of a popcorn popper that just pops out endless bags of popcorn, it's a woman with a vat of spaghetti and sauce. She's just like, well, I guess if anyone pulls up here in a boat and really needs some spaghetti, I'm going to have it ready for them. She's fully clothed, by the way. She's like covered from down to her wrists, down to her ankles in this like heavy, dark dress. She's got a scarf around her neck. She's in this little hut with a vat of boiling water for goodness knows how long, just waiting for customers, serving up hot spaghetti on a summer day. I do not understand. It's not my go-to meal, especially on the beach. Maybe like you go to the beach, you come home, you're tired. Hey, I made spaghetti. Okay, fine. I'll sit down. I'll have a bowl of spaghetti. But not on the beach. Not until I've cleaned myself off, taken a shower, brushed my hair, something, washed my hands at least. They've been rowing a boat. It's Big Bear and Small Bear. So who are they? Who are Big Bear and Small Bear? Is this Berenstain Bears universe proper? We've already established there's like 700 different universes. The last time we really explored a universe like this, it was Brother Bear's Dream World, and that was like 4 years ago at this point. 4 years ago, since we've really talked about Brother Bear's Dreamlands. Speaking of Dreamlands, I'll be performing at Dreamland Arts October 11th and 12th. Be there. Live in the Twin Cities. Be there. This is not the Dreamland. I think this is just another couple of bears. Like, it's weird, but I think while the Berenstain Bear adventures are going on, there's these other bears just having their wacky, like, experiences. And they are Big Bear and Small Bear. Maybe they have names. Maybe they don't. We don't know. We're not given much intel on these two bears, other than that they are generic bear. One thing I will say, there's a good chance that Small Bear, in this incarnation of Small Bear, is not Big Bear's son. I believe that they're just friends. I believe it is like sort of a Mutt and Jeff thing. There's a large bear and a small bear, and they're good friends. So That's Big Bear Small. My friends, I don't have much to say about this. It's a charming book. It's by the Berenstains. It's very colorful. It's very available. You can buy this book. You just go out and buy it. Like, it's out there. It's nicely illustrated. It's fun. It's cute. The characters are nicely drawn. The small suit, big bear, big suit, small bear illustration is hilarious. They have some great faces, some great expressions. There's some nice boat design. There's some nice spaghetti draw. Actually, the bowls of spaghetti do look delicious. I have not spent the day at the beach, and I'm looking at them spaghettis, and I'm like, right on spaghetti. So, yeah, that's Big Bear, Small Bear from 1998. If you happen to come across it, or you want a book for a very young reader, like 3 to 4 years old, I would say pick it up. It's very cute. It's got some good visual gags, and it's not gonna confuse them at all. And it teaches the whole like comparison thing, a size comparison. It's not a spooky book, not unless you think people being larger or smaller than you is spooky, or like wearing the wrong size hat. Maybe eating a lot of spaghetti on the beach could be not spooky, but like at least a bad time. So, you know, if it's Halloween coming around, and you decide to stay up all night and do and exert yourself too much, maybe end the evening by just eating a bowl of spaghetti as fast as you can, and just see how horrifying the rest of your next day will be. That's all I can tell you, because this isn't a scary book. 1998's Big Bear, Small Bear. As I mentioned earlier, I will be performing deep in Bear Country October 11th and 12th at Dreamland Arts in St. Paul, Minnesota. If you can come, please come. If you cannot, tell your friends about it. Say, go see this guy. His name is Phil. He does a fun show. It's an hour long. Talks about the Berenstain Bears. Talks about life. Talks about a lot of stuff. So come see me at Dreamland Arts in St. Paul October 11th and 12th if you hear this before October 11th and 12th. 2019. If it's after that, I hope you came and see my show. Maybe I'll be doing some more if, you know, it feels like it's worth everyone's while. Otherwise, go to patreon.com/deepinbearcountry. For as little as $1 a month, you get access to a bunch of bonus episodes. In fact, there's a bonus episode for this one coming out based on, there is a TV episode called Big Bear, Small Bear. I don't know what it's about, but we're going to find out. So if you're a patron, patreon.com/deepinbearcountry, become a patron and get access to my bonus episodes. And otherwise, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining me once again. And I will see you next week, deep in Bear Country.